take it away.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thanks again for your participation. And I think you'll find that what I'm going to talk about in terms of our center aligns very well with what Amy just spoke about in terms of what states were saying their training and technical assistance needs were. So I'm going to focus on the actual products and deliverables of our center, our first year experience working with states, and how we are seeing maternal and child health leaders stepping up to implement health transformation, if not health reform. And I have nothing to disclose in terms of financial relationships. So we, as Amy said, we launched our center in late 2013. We were funded to advance workforce development for state and territories, maternal and child health programs, primarily governmental programs, and their partners in the context of health transformation. And what we've seen as we've moved forward with this work is that there's a lot of variation across states and especially territories when you include them in terms of capacity and motivation to implement some of these health transformation activities. We were asked to build capacity in four specific areas. The first, access to care. You heard that states were really feeling uninformed about health reform and the implication of ACA, and so we've built capacity within our center to address access and utilization issues under ACA. Change management, how to lead through these complex dynamic systems in order to improve population health for women and children. Quality improvement, of course, Amy mentioned the triple aim and the need to ensure that the folks working in state and local public health understood how to use quality improvement to get results and efficiencies. And then systems integration, understanding that under health transformation, in order to really improve population health, we have to work across sectors, and we've heard a lot about that at this conference. And then we have a focus on preparing the future workforce, and so you noticed that there was some feedback about what states are looking for in terms of their folks coming in and assuming these roles. And so we do have programs for graduate students and training opportunities as well. This is our organization. Chapel Hill is the hub for the center, but we have strong collaborations with ANCHIP as our practice arm to the states. And HRSA is clearly invested in our success as well through the cooperative agreement. And we're a very happy group. We work well together. These are some of our partners. The Georgia State University, the Health Policy Center, you'll hear from next, works with us through our Systems Core and Change Management Core. And then Howard University and the University of Illinois Chicago help us in terms of our pipeline programs and really trying to expose students to opportunities to work in Title V programs. And then we also have North Carolina State that helps us with some of our quality improvement work and the University of North Carolina School of Medicine. And we also, in addition to AMCHIP, we work closely with the National Academy of State Health Policy, the Catalyst Center, the Center for Public Health Quality, and the National Implementation Research Network at Frank-Werder-Graham. So as I mentioned, we have four key areas of training and technical assistance that we offer to states. Our first is around access to care, and we really encourage states to understand their relationships with their Medicaid offices, their CHIP programs, and other payers so in order to leverage opportunities to provide more coverage to more people. We've been working with Title V leaders to help them understand how they can convene as well as participate in opportunities to drive health transformation, and that that we provide specific resources to them based on their needs. So we did an ACA 101 module for them, and we also developed the state health reform assessment tool, which enables them to assess the landscape in their states around health reform, and then to make informed decisions about where they have gaps and they want to move forward with programming and policy. This is a team from Rhode Island we worked with. We do a lot of work on adaptive leadership. We found that as states came to us, they were sometimes not even in working relationships, or they weren't familiar with what each other did. So we spent a lot of time building building teams. We use the collective impact framework with states to help them mobilize other partners outside of government. One of the things that Title V struggled with was how do we talk about what we bring to the table, and so we've worked with them around their value proposition statements and how investing in women and children is the best return that you can get in terms of your healthcare dollars. And then we use action learning sets, so our programs are very much peer-to-peer supported, and so we have states help each other through these opportunities for peer learning and collaboration. As we noted as we went into this space, that there is a lot of quality improvement training available to states, and our unique approach is to actually teach the tools and then have them apply it and provide them with a coach so that they're able to learn as they apply these skills. Some of the things that we've used with the states include root cause analysis, Plan, Do, Study, Act, using impact matrices to understand how to set priorities, and then diagramming your processes. And we recently did work in Alaska where they were trying to address their backlog in their Medicaid applications. And so process flow diagramming was a good first step to understanding how the process currently worked. And then through systems integration, we've enabled Title V leaders to come to the table with specific tools to help move these complex projects forward and demonstrate the value of this cross-sector work. So we've really had a lot of excitement from the participants in our programs around learning these tools. We do a systems support map approach, which enables them to get perspectives from family members as well as professionals and other community leaders, circle of care modeling. We do some model building as a way to help them with informed decision making, and network analysis. And this is a map that Mississippi did as part of their work with the center. So how do we deliver these resources? Well, we designed different levels of training and technical assistance. We have a universal distance-based online training program through AMCHIP. It's called the Transformation Station. And so anyone, a Title V professional or a partner or local health director, can go to this Transformation Station and do self-directed learning. We have modules, we have webinars, we have white papers, we have other resources. It's basically at their own pace, and it's meant to provide them with individualized foundational knowledge in these four core areas. And we also coordinate with the Maternal Child Health Navigator in that regard, so we share each other's resources. Our targeted program is more focused on a specific need that a state may present to us, and we work with them individually on this particular need. So, for example, New York State would like us to do a change management academy for their maternal child health folks. So we're going to specifically work on change management with 30 of their mid-level managers as they try to implement their health transformation activities. We also do targeted training where we might go to a conference like this and do a three-hour learning institute or a longer conference session with the group. But it's not as intensive as our next level, which is our cohort model. And this is where we ask states to put together teams, multi-sector teams, and work with the center over a period of 6 to 9 months with other states. We have cohorts of 6 to 8 states. They come together, we provide them with intensive training, technical assistance, distance-based learning, but we also give them a coach, and we work with them on a specific challenge that they then apply these learnings to in order to move forward on their project. So these are the states and territories that we have touched in the last 2 years through our targeted training, which is the lighter purple, and then the darker purple is our intensive program. So we've had pretty good reach, and we think it's because we've been customizing our services and really trying to be adaptive to states' requests for training and technical assistance. In terms of our intensive training, I just want to emphasize that we provide a 3-day in-person training where states all come together and they receive opportunities for learning around quality improvement, systems integration, access to care, and leadership. And then we make site visits to the states, 2 to 3 day site visits, and we work with them, and that's an intervention as well. And these are our intensive states. We're in our fourth cohort. We're going to kick off our training in December. And just in terms of impact, we have an evaluation as part of our center, and we recognize that Title V, when they come to us, they may not be clear about their role around health transformation, but after they participate in our offerings, you can see that they feel that they're much more likely to be a player or a leader at the table. Similarly, they report increased confidence in all of the skill areas post-training. So our six-month follow-up, briefly, I'll just say that they reported that their projects with the center were either effective or highly effective in moving forward with health transformation. 75% said that they had a large influence on service and program delivery. Again, building effective partnerships was the theme among all state teams, and they had the most significant impact in the areas of health system efficiency, integration of services, and closing the gaps. So these are just some takeaways from our different teams. And if you want to reach us, this is our website at UNC. And that's me. Thank you.